Hello, I'm Mark. I have two daughters, the eldest 27 and the youngest 12, both from different mothers, and I point out. My eldest, after splitting from her mother at 5, has gone on in life to been with a partner some 17 and now has two children, 7 and 8, and are very happily married. My youngest, 12, who I've been a weekend father now for the last 7 years, and she's a very happy girl too. At the time, I was in full-time employment, either working for myself or companies, and the mothers weren't. So the roles there were quite easy to take on. That the mother kept at home, looking after the young children up until 5, and I provided the make-up in money for their well-being. It has to be said that it becomes easier when you detach yourself from the situation a bit to make sure that the children are getting the attention they need and not getting wound up in your own personal issues. And that was the hardest thing to come over, if you like, just to get out of it being a personal issue to now it being single parenting. I come from sort of farming background, and it's just sort of practical stock care. Might sound a bit cold, but it's the same with animals. If you keep them right, they're a lot happier and they reach weight for the market better and you get a better price. Not to compare children like that, but to keep them happy, then their energies are going out learning rather than repairing, if you like. So it's to keep a nice balance around so you can enjoy life. To begin with, it's learning not to bite on personal issues. I found one of the key points to keep out, not to turn a discussion into an argument, was one of the key things. Not to drift back into, oh, poor me, or oh, poor them, or anything like that, but just to keep focused on the childcare to begin with. And that, as anyone with children will know, is a full-time job in itself, without getting emotional about it. It's very important that once you've said something, for the children more than anything else, that it is kept. Pickups and drop-offs can be very awkward, especially from an ex-partner, when they may have other partners coming into the situation that you're meeting when you're going for things. So you have to focus on what you are doing and not be drifted off into your own emotions, if you like, at those times. But yeah, timekeeping, essential, I've found. Because if there's anything can start to creep in to make arrangements shaky, timekeeping and payments of money on time and things like that, very important. If things are kept as normal as possible, i.e. you take holidays with the children, regular weekends, maybe a tea through the night or through the week or something like that to keep close contact with the schoolwork and things like that, you have more contact than most fathers do that are working.